Good evening, everybody. I am going to call the meeting to order. And there's somebody out there, last four digits of the phone number is 3583. Could you identify yourself? Call-in person?
It's Chris.
Is that Chris both places?
Chris Connolly?
Yeah, Chris, are you dialed in as well by phone?
I'm sorry, sir.
So, you know, Chris, are you called in by phone in addition to the Zoom video?
Yes.
Okay.
I had a difficult time with the phone.
Yeah, that's what I was just hearing. So now we know that that is Chris Connolly is also present. So I'm going to call the meeting to order. This is our special meeting of the Board of Finance, and we have present members are Bob Monroe, Amanda Gordon, Ross Lally, Bob Mora, Rhea Klein, Ashley Phelan, and Chris Connolly. And we have representing Board of Education, Kristen Heck. We have Jim Rupert, the town administrator for the town of Bolton. We also have some other folks out in the audience. Like our first selectman and the chair of the Board of Education. So let's get started. Let me go find the agenda. I've got two computers up here. And Bob's going to give me the agenda so I don't have to dig around.
Don't dig around. Right there.
So, call to order. We already did the public input, so we do not have that on our agenda. We have correspondence, which is the resident's email, but that person spoke already and spoke to his letter, so I'm not during the public hearing, so I'm not going to repeat that. It is in your package. And then I will move on to approval of minutes. And the last thing I've spoken to Jill is we may not have the April 22nd minutes ready. So let me just double check what's in the packet.
It's not in here.
It's not in here. So.
We can move a chapter into the regular meeting.
Yeah, so we're going to have to just do the April 3rd and April 18th. So any comments on the April 3rd, 2024 Finance Subcommittee Special Meeting? Which is really Amanda, Ross, and Ashley. I had no comments on that, so we're the only ones who are going to vote.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So I will entertain a motion from the subcommittee members to approve the subcommittee meeting minutes of April 3rd as is.
So moved.
So Ashley moved, Amanda seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So it's passed unanimously by those who are part of the subcommittee, which is Ashley, Ross, and Amanda. Let's move on to the April 18th regular meeting minutes.
I'll move the adoption of the minutes as presented.
Second.
So I have a motion by Bob Morris, second by Bob Monroe. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And Chris, are you abstaining or voting? You're muted, Chris. So I'm going to put him down as abstaining because he's not able to answer. So let's go on. It was passed by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and one abstention. So we could go on
If you could record, my vote would be aye.
Oh, okay. Now that you got there, then I will put you in their aye, so then it's unanimous. Thank you, sir.
That was difficult.
Yeah. Well, it was worth it. So thank you. Then it's unanimous by all.
He was absent.
What?
He was absent.
That's okay. You can still vote to approve.
Yeah. So then there are no April 22nd special meeting minutes. I'll just ask that we table those, have a motion to table those until the next regular meeting of the Finance Committee when the minutes have been prepared.
So moved.
So it was moved by Amanda. Do I have a second?
A second.
Seconded by Ashley. Any further discussion? All those in favor of tabling, say aye.
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 Aye. So again, unanimous by all Finance Committee members. So we can go on to our ongoing discussion here. And any further discussion that we need to do on our FY 2024 to 25 revenues and expenditures? I think we had some, you know, updates.
If you're not ready, we can go on to something else.
No, I mean, well, so Jill sent revised revenues, but she sent, so she sent revised FY 24 revenues from the last meeting, which is the stuff we voted on. Not the last meeting, but the meeting prior where we revised this current fiscal year's revenues.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just sent me updated revised FY 24 revenues, which I guess were for us to look at and agree on to see if we want to increase our revised revenues.
So what's the increase?
So let me, I guess, share my screen so everybody can see. I've got to find my Zoom. Sorry, guys.
No, that's fine.
All right.
Because I think the only thing I would say would be if it's a substantial amount and if it reflects what we think will continue into 2025.
Mm-hmm. So this is what we voted on, and this new column is the one that revised.
I'm not seeing any difference in total at the bottom, no.
So there.
I'm sorry.
So there's differences in prior year taxes. She, I guess, these are her estimates. I don't know, Jim, did you get a chance to talk to her about it? Because I just got an email that said, here's revised.
I did not. I was in meetings all afternoon.
So I'm assuming these are what she thinks or is suggesting we put the revised revenues at based on her current projections. That is my assumption of why she sent these. So she's increasing a couple line items by a few thousand, right? So prior year taxes, interest and fees on property tax, she increased by 4,000. Building official fees increased by 5,000. Minor. Yeah,
they all look small except for
they're
prior
real
year.
Minor.
Except for prior year taxes,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah. So why don't we scroll down to what's the total, just out of curiosity, the total increase? If any, it's 100,000, a little shy of 100,000.
Yeah, I think it's driven by prior year taxes. Is that right?
So she increased significantly the educational cost sharing grant. Does that look accurate to you, Kristen? So she increased it from 2626 to 2675.
So about 50.
She may have got, I have not gotten any information. She may have gotten some. At the end of the session, I haven't seen a revised forecast on that, so she may have.
So it looks like a bit of the change is due to that, and then she doubled the miscellaneous revenue.
So we wind up with what, $90,000?
91. So the question is, so if we want to vote on this revised revenue, we can, one, increase our surplus by this amount, right? Because the surplus includes the revised revenues.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm comfortable, I guess, changing it at this point, not having any additional context from Jill.
So I guess the question would be, do we want to project, use that to cover a surplus for this year, or do you want to just use it to inform, which seems like it would be better, our estimates for, you know, FY 2025? Do we feel that we should bump those up, you know, based on these changes, because the total's about 90,000.
So the only one that's significantly different
without context
is the prior year taxes. So yeah, prior year taxes, we budgeted 75, and she's increased our revenue to almost double that.
What does that note say? Is that her note in I? I need to pick up this.
No, that's me.
That's just my.
Those are my notes. She did, so I copied her numbers into mine so that my spreadsheet would work.
Yeah.
All I see is I have concerns about getting all of this revenue.
Those your comments or hers?
I think they're hers, because when I see, look at my sheet, I don't see them on my sheet.
That's on her sheet.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was her sheet, and I don't, it wasn't like, I was looking to see if she got it from my sheet, but I don't see it on my sheet. So I think those are.
Well, if we.
But I don't know what that means.
Well, if this number, this is probably somewhat of a flexible number. I think it sounds like we're better off of not including it and then having it roll over to the next year's surplus, because one of the issues when you have such a large surplus from this year.
It's gonna not be that much.
And it won't be that much next year. And that puts budgets in a tight squeeze if you can roll a little more. It's just gonna, I think, help stabilize next year's budget.
Yeah, because we put 400,000 in for capital, for Kappa, and so then you throw this another 100,000 in, there's a half million.
Right, and that's.
You're almost starting to top your money now.
Yeah.
Well, what it is, I mean, I think it's just, I think sound fiscal policy to do it that way, because you gotta look at next year. Your grant list, maybe you roll 1%, maybe a little more, who knows, unless somebody get a major construction going.
Yeah, I mean, this follows what we were talking about earlier too, about planning ahead and trying to not have, you know, going back and forth with large increases some year, small ones the next. And we do have, I would say it's a good time to take what savings we have for this windfall that, you know, we figure is not going to repeat and put them into next year.
Yep.
It's really what you need to do is when you get some extra, you put it away for the lean times, and this would be a prudent thing to do.
Well, we're hopefully gonna use it for construction, right?
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about it because we have to vote on where it goes. And it's basically, you know, we're thinking of putting it in for improvements to the town hall and, you know, for public meeting areas. So we'll talk about that more, but yeah.
But these are.
It's not operating expenses. It's being put in as an investment.
But are these, these are actual or projected that you're talking about?
These are projected.
They're projected, right?
Yeah, this is the latest projections.
For 24, yeah.
Yeah.
For this current fiscal year.
Because the label said revised FY24 revenue based on latest info, so it must be her updated projections, yeah.
I think that it's not significantly different, and we don't have context for a large increase. I would just say that we hold to what we currently have as our best estimate.
I would hold to where we are. I would not recommend that.
I mean, I think the only thing I'd want to do is if we have an updated grand list is to, you know, incorporate that into our figures.
Right.
And then leave the rest pretty much as is.
Right.
Because we don't have the context.
Will Jill be at the next meeting?
Well, the grand list is with the assessor's office, the updated one, but that's at the very end, right? That's when you're setting the mill rate, you're using that number.
So, right, so I updated the mill rate numbers, but it doesn't match what Jill had sent previously. She was getting 33.48. And I'm getting 33.42, which is literally just a 0.01 increase from what we had in the presentation.
Right.
But her grand list numbers are different than mine. And do you have the most up-to-date grand list? Like, I have one that Ross sent, but I don't know.
And that's the most recent one that I've seen.
Right. And that's the one I just used.
You know, Jill sent me, and that's the most recent. And I think it was down slightly.
She said corrected mill rate calculation.
Is it possible to have a shared sheet, like between, like something that's shared so that Amanda could see all the updated numbers as they occur in real time?
She said she attached the corrected mill rate calculation for both before and after Board of Assessment adjustments, but the numbers on hers don't seem to match what I have on the latest Board of Assessment adjustments. So I don't know why there's that discrepancy.
Well, we don't have to, we're not setting the mill rate now anyway.
Yeah, the mill rate's not important at this point, because we're just setting the budget to
You're setting the budget, right.
Yeah. Because we don't set the mill rate until the budget's
approved.
So for net motor vehicle, I have 54,785,012. But she had 54,794,080.
Okay, what about for real estate?
Well, for real estate, it's the combination of the three other categories. So I have 526,162,369.
I'm trying to read these little numbers.
I mean, I could pull what I had up on the screen from it was your Bolton email, I think.
I just found some revised numbers that she may be working off of. I just want to cross-check it on your numbers if I could.
Yeah.
Do you have 2683216? Or does she?
Sorry. For what?
For which?
For the ECS. Because she raised that number.
Yes. Right. Yep, sorry, different screen. We were talking mill rates.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
No.
No, that's fine.
I just have to get there. So the she put 2675373.
Okay, that's a little lower than the number that I'm seeing, but that seems more in the range. So I would probably go with her number.
Okay. I mean, for next year, we budgeted 2683216.
Yeah.
Is that the number
yeah.
you have? Yeah, so that's what we budgeted for next year. She revised this year's number.
This year's number, yeah, okay.
Okay.
So let's see here. So for the grand list, I have it updated as of 4/23. Is that the version you're looking at, Jim?
Let's see.
Wait.
Yes, 4/23. Yeah.
And the total net assessment at the bottom says 580,947,381.
That matches, yes.
Yeah, because that's the most recent.
So let me make sure I did my math.
And that's after the VAA assessment.
Correct. So I'm
the total net grand list.
So I just subtract the motor vehicle from that total and get the personal property, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right.
Well, motor vehicle and real estate to get personal property.
Well, sorry, the mill rate gets applied to the real estate and personal property,
yeah.
So we want that
yeah.
all together. Yeah, okay, sorry.
I didn't understand what you were trying
misspoke,
to do.
Misspoke, yeah.
Yeah.
Minus 54,785. 412-526-162. Sorry, I have to go back to my other. No, wait. 526-126-162-369. Yeah, so I've got the right number. So I'm coming out with 33.42 mill rate. So I can.
This shows my taxes for $30.
So yeah, so I just these numbers all appear to match. I just changed the grand list number, so that changes, you know, the amount that we're dividing it against, and so it only went up by 0.01 because it was 33.41. So not significant. I do believe there's one outstanding appeal. But I don't think it'll have any kind of impact with a few $1,000.
Yeah, and we're not concerned about the mill rate now.
No, I know.
It's
we're
more
just
of a budget.
And if there's an outstanding appeal that has to go to court, it won't be decided till the fall.
Till
yeah.
it's too late.
So I guess.
So what you see is what we got.
If we think we've got the revenues good, I guess the question is, are we okay with the expenses the way they are given
yep.
the comments?
Public comment?
Public comment from tonight.
Oh, I have something.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if it's appropriate. And I'm just trying to figure, I'm thinking about what the gentleman said about the fact that his taxes are gonna be going up a lot.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking is that it, should we have had the financial year of 2023 to compare to this year? Because.
You mean in the chart?
Yeah. Because I know that I don't see the way I look at it, and I'm just looking at mine so I can try to figure the whole process. I don't see, it shows here that it's going to be a savings in taxes.
For the average person, it is.
Yeah, you would have to do your calculation using your prior year assessed value, the prior year mill rate, like you need to put all of that formula on this page would be a lot.
Yeah.
And then it would be very circumstantial.
There's no way we can do it for individuals, so you have to just do your own.
Correct.
You know, here's your property, this is what your property's worth now, here's the, you know, sort of, you know, the proposed mill rate, and then you do the math.
I'm just thinking bottom line, that if you're in 2023, if I'm trying to ask any citizen.
Yep.
Okay. They look at the mill, they look at their, just what they paid in taxes.
Yeah.
About everything else.
That's true.
And it's like, I think mine was more like 6,000, and now it's gonna be 9,000. And it shows me here, if I'm looking at this chart, that I'm gonna be down money. I mean, I'm not gonna, and it's going up. So I'm thinking if there are people like this, they're gonna say, well, I think we have to make it clear, we're not gonna be trusted, or we're gonna, I'm feeling that.
Yeah, you're concerned that people are suggesting that this chart is,
Yes.
Not reflective, yeah, misleading. I understand the comment.
I mean, I did put the asterisk at the bottom, it says it's only applicable to people who had a 29% increase. If you had a higher increase, it's not gonna be applicable to you. If you had a lower increase, it's not gonna be applicable to you. Like, you have to adjust up or down either way.
I agree.
I mean, the only thing that we could do is to go through and find out who had the largest percentage increase.
And show the range, and what would the budget be?
And who had the lowest percentage increase, and this is, you're somewhere in between this with your taxes. And, you know, and again, I don't know if that makes it really easier.
Because it's easy that not, to not understand.
Right.
And I think that, I just don't want people saying that we were misleading them.
And I mean, I think what we might have been able to do a better job of tonight.
So let me redirect the conversation, because we're talking about how do we explain versus what do we need to adopt? So let's circle back to this when we talk about, you know, what are we going to do for, you know, for communications, because it's a valid point, but let's just get the budget first, and then we can talk about, you know, how do we communicate this.
So overall, the total that we are getting from taxes this year is $534,000 less than last year's. Like, if you look at the net amount to be raised by taxes, we decreased the amount to be raised by taxes.
So let's go back to what is the budget that we're talking about
so
adopting.
We should be, I mean, the question is, do we want to decrease that even more? By
expenses, the budget.
Right, but decrease that more by decreasing expenses.
The only way you would be able to do that is to find out, you know, who had increases above the average and what that range was, and
no,
then
I'm talking
chop
about
that.
The overall line.
Well, no, I'm just saying, if you wanted to, like, make a zero, true,
make it zero for everybody.
Make it, no, less than zero or less, then you've got to chop off that high end and reduce the whole, you got to, you know, everything above the average comes off, and then your average goes way
down.
Oh,
yeah, no, I'm just talking about, do we want to.
You can't, we can't do that. Because most of that will wind up coming out of the Board of Selectmen's budget, because of the, you know, the limits to what we can do.
Well, right, the only option we have to play with
is
the 400.
Is to reduce the surplus, which isn't that significant, to be honest, in my mind.
Well, we wouldn't reduce this.
We would take it out of the CAPA.
Either we, I mean, we, our budgets are take out what we added to CAPA or reduce our contingency.
And then you pay for it.
Then next year, the problem is worse.
No, I'm comfortable with it as is. I understand the comment about the chart.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate for people that, you know, are on the high end.
So then is the question, are we comfortable? Let me go again, get back to these numbers. Are we comfortable with these numbers, knowing what the town, what the Board of Selectmen and the Board of Education, you know, need to do? You know, do these numbers make sense, you know, for the services, you know, being, you know, returned?
Yes.
Provided?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, Chris, your thoughts on this, or, you know, Rhea, just, you know, again, I want to just focus on what are the numbers we have now? Do they make sense based on the information we've had? And agree to what we're going to vote on for budget, because we need to do it tonight, or we have to come back, you know, later this week, because this has to get to, let me find that budget calendar. Next week, it's got to be in. Yeah. So basically, Finance Committee, we have to adopt the budget on or before, you know, May 10th. So that's next week. And I don't think we're going to have any substantive information between now and next week that would merit another, you know, meeting. And if more does come in, you know, after the, you know, the referendum, then we can take that into account, assuming that, you know, it's not approved. Because we're talking very small amounts of money here, relatively speaking, not that I wouldn't mind if you gave me $100,000, but, you know, as, you know, relative to the total budget of the Board of Selectmen and the Board of Education, it's a small number, and it's not going to make a substantive difference to anybody who's had above average increase.
Exactly right.
It will not you know, heal their pain.
And this is the only year we have that disparity.
Because again,
after this,
you can compare people with people.
Yeah, after this is just the mill rate versus what you got.
Right, until we do it again. And there's no revaluation.
And again, people can appeal if they didn't do it this year. Sorry, you know, that they may have to, you know, pay more taxes this year than perhaps they needed to, but they do have, you know, as you said, Bob, they have an option to, if they didn't
year
do it this year.
And if you feel you're unjust, you should.
Can I offer something?
Yes, Chris.
I just want to give kudos, I guess, to the Board of Selectmen and to the Board of Ed. You know, we, over the last number of years because of COVID, we were the recipients of COVID relief monies. And I think both boards spent their money very wisely. And we are one of very few, if any, communities who aren't on a fiscal cliff going into next year because of how those monies were used by other municipalities and school districts. And I just think it's a credit to everyone and all the hard work and the collaborative work and working together that was done. So I thank you for letting me say that.
No, thank you.
Good point. I should have thought about that earlier, because it's exactly, because way too many towns use that one-time money for the operating budget.
Mm-hmm.
And that's wait till next year when it hits the fan. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's that one-time stuff that you don't spend it on operations, because
right,
you're never going to get it again.
Yeah,
and then people expect it if you put it into an operational, you know, budget.
Mm-hmm.
Never understood that.
No, the state did that. But that's a separate story.
All right.
So I'll make a motion that we approve a budget of, I will make a motion.
What?
Go ahead, you, Bob, make a motion. I'm going to rescind my motion so you can make your motion about the line item for the capital budget.
All right, so we're down to C. That's item C.
Oh, that's a separate?
Last, yeah.
Don't we have to do that before?
Well, you can,
yes,
you can do it anytime you want.
Well, just hold on, because considering act on a ballot question comes down under new business.
Right.
So that's under E, so we can still go through all this, talk about, we already talked about, we don't want to have another meeting next week because this has to be into the town clerk by the 10th.
Yeah, so for
we've agreed more or less on the, we've agreed, you know, on the revenues, if I'm correct, and expenses that we're going to put in.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have any, you know, objections or discussions contrary?
Nope.
To that. And then all this other stuff is under, you know, five, where we actually vote, so let's go.
How about four, we have to create that category.
Yeah, let's go back to C, I just wanted to just kind of pull all of it down. So let's go back to C.
Alright.
And consider and possibly act on assignment of a capital reserve project, and the reason for this is we put $400,000 into capital without assigning it to an existing line item or creating one, and that's really up to the first selectman, so what we're going to do is vote on, and Bob, you wanna make a placeholder for a new category.
Entitled Planning and Implementing Improvements to Town Facilities, Infrastructure, and Operations.
Second it.
Thank you.
Any further
Thanks for an acronym.
Any further discussion on this? Any questions? You know, Chris, any questions or Rhea?
None.
Okay, then I'm not seeing any further discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Abstentions, nays, passes unanimously by all board members. So now we can go on to the discussion of a bid for an auditor, and it should be in your package. And we have a little bit of a challenge with this because we put out for bid just for the town, you know, the town of Bolton, we didn't include Bolton Lakes. So we need to go and do a separate bid to cover those. So what we would do is just to cut, it's another $200 we have to do and put it out for bid. So let's go back up a little bit. For the bid for auditor, we put the, the RFP out, or RFQ, and we only got one response, which was by our existing auditor. And so we need to vote on this, I believe, by the 2nd. Jim, is that correct?
We have to award the bid.
Award the bid by the 2nd. And then we'll have to come back again and cover the Bolton Lakes part.
But it's low enough, it doesn't have to go to bid according to our bid ordinance.
Really?
Really.
So
it's pretty small.
So do we need...
I have a question.
We don't have it. I don't think we have that package here. I think the only one we...
I think you have both.
They're separate. Yeah, they're separate packages.
Okay.
They're both in there.
So do we then just need to go and approve them both collectively then? And look at the total amount? Yes, Amanda.
So when we post bids, where do they get posted?
So this went in the newspaper.
Okay.
And it went on the town's website.
And there's nowhere through like CROG or CCM or Connecticut Conference of Municipalities, CCM, to like post bids. I guess I'm just concerned because we've had this gentleman since 2011, I believe he said in his, and it's not great practice to have the same auditor for years on end. Like it's just, I don't know, not great practice. It's hard to say he's the, I suppose we've been happy with his services, but it's hard to say he's the best when we're only getting one bid. I don't know. I'm almost questioning whether we should put it out to bid again and see if we get more responses by posting it in more places where it will get
seen. Out to a firm and say.
I
think the last time that was done, the other proposals were like significantly higher than
that. That's what I would
expect. He has a distinct advantage because he has everything all set up for Bolton.
Yeah.
And he knows the lay of the land, knows the accounts. It has a very reasonable expectation as to what's going to happen. The other people are going to have to be
all set up costs.
Yes. And he has low overhead. His overhead costs are very low.
Right.
So I guess my question then to help with this discussion is, does anybody have any problems with his past performance? And again, I can't speak to that. So I would, ask, Jim Rupert or somebody or, Bob Moore, if anybody has any detail, insight possibly into whether there's you're unhappy with him or not.
I had some fiscal questions with him on minute items, but that's not, it's not the overall operating. When I was because I had him when I was there. These were specific things that relating to structure on the fire department's budget type thing, things like that, that he, you know, we disagree, but in his, as far as his accounting of town's funds and all that and review, we never really had a serious issue. And Bob, you were on the board forever, so you can speak to that. I'm on the other side of it.
And he's been responsive when questions have been asked. I don't know what more you expect.
I'd also say he has provided feedback. So in the audit report, there are a number of items that we need to work on as a town. So it's not that he hasn't provided.
And it's not like he's giving us a pass on stuff either. He's doing, he feels doing his due diligence.
Correct. And he's finding things.
Yeah.
So I would just, if I could just chime in a bit, I would just love it if he could maybe start the process a wee bit earlier. He comes when both Casal and Jill and Jim and I are building budgets. And so we are knee deep in that process. And he comes with 1,000 questions about the audit, having to drop everything that we're doing to answer those questions. So if that's just something that we could try to work on to get him to come a little sooner and to work on it a little quicker so that that's not what we're dealing with while we're trying to build a budget. Jim, do you concur or not?
I do. And you know, sometimes we're able to get the audit in without an extension, but that's pretty rare. But most of the time,
it's absolutely rare.
We need an extension just for that very reason.
What does it technically do?
It just pushes the so you guys were waiting for the actual numbers, right?
Right.
In order to finish your budget. So if we finished this 3 or 4 weeks earlier, it would have made it much easier for the finance committee to have those revenues that were surplus from last year to plug into your budget.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm used to audits being done by the end of the calendar year.
That's,
I mean,
right.
The fact that we're 9 months after the end of the year and just finalizing the audit to me is a bit crazy, but I know there's a lot of factors that go into that.
Is it by the calendar year or the fiscal year?
Well, it's our fiscal year, but you know, realistically, you know, sometimes we're still posting expenses in September, October, which is not unusual on a municipal or, you know, board of ed things, but there's no reason that it couldn't start, you know, a month earlier.
So what would be a,
go on.
Sorry, bad habit.
No, go ahead, sir.
No, I was just gonna ask, what is a reasonable start time?
So I think it would be prudent to ask Jill and Casal that, because I just know that I hear every year, you know, it's now a 5-alarm fire and couldn't he have come a month ago? So I think if we could get that information from the two of them, and then I think for the Board of Selectmen, if he's the one that's going to be selected, or finance, whoever's in charge of him, I'm not really sure with this new structure, but to tell him this is our expectation.
Right. Okay.
I mean, he may have conflicts with the other towns he does, but
Yeah, but if you're rehiring him, I think you need to put that down as this is our expectation.
Right. Part of, yeah.
Doesn't happen unless you ask.
Like with the banks. No, this is all good, you know, conversation. So what I'm hearing is there's some things like, you know, there's nothing substantive with his process for audits, his conduct or anything that bothers anybody. What I've heard a couple of things are is that, we wanted to start sooner. And we had some minor differences on, you know, his assignment of, you know, some line items and his characterizations of them, which would happen with anybody. So I'm not hearing anything substantive that would say it's not a good thing to rehire them, but I also hear what Amanda said, you know, where it would be good.
We have the conversation.
Yeah.
It might also be good. Could we have him give us a quick readout or a walkthrough of the audit report when he issues it? It could be just a 15-minute, you know, session.
That would be a good thing, too.
Particularly when we have a Zoom system.
Yeah.
And then he wouldn't have the expense of having to come down here from Maine or wherever he was, which looks like Maine.
Yeah.
So I have a thing I got here.
and it says delinquent audits, your municipalities for your 23 financial estate single audit reports were due to be submitted to OPM on December 31st, 2023. Municipalities can request an additional 6-month extension until June 30, 2024. So they do give you extensions of 6 months, so.
Yeah.
And we requested that on this.
Since ours is already in, it's already in?
No.
April?
No, it's not quite final, we're close.
And we don't have a federal single audit?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
We will next year.
Oh, was that built in?
I believe it's in there. I believe it's in there. But we will next year because of the ARPA.
ARPA money?
So.
Although they're increasing.
Bob Monroe, you're up.
Motion to approve the contract for audit?
So when you say contract for audit, do you mean both of them, including the Bolton Lakes piece?
I thought we didn't have to worry about that.
Well, we have to approve them. We, apparently, Jim, you said we don't have to split the other Bolton Lakes Regional Water Pollution Control Authority out for bid again.
But if the number's low enough that the bid ordinance does not require it to go out to bid.
But we do need to vote on both of them.
You do need to vote on both, yes.
Then, yes, including the both, let's start again here and then. For a motion to approve the new contract with our town auditor, Stephen Hopkins, for the town portion and also the Bolton Lakes project. With the condition that either maybe Ross or First Selectman can have a brief conversation with Mr. Hopkins and indicate the staff's desire to have him start a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
I'll second.
So we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
As part of that, can we also request that he at least makes himself available for a meeting as a readout?
Is this something you want to put into the motion, or is this mm-hmm. something that we do?
I don't know what he
wants. Add it to the motion, and then make the next part of the motion of the approval of the contract.
So would you want to amend your motion, Mr. Monroe, to include having him do a Zoom presentation of his audit?
I thought my recollection is that was already in the contract, but I will
maybe.
With friendly advice, I will amend the motion to include a request by the board chair or the first selectman to have him be available for a Zoom meeting, one of our next meetings, so that we can go over any other remaining issues.
Do I have a second on the amended motion?
I'll second it.
Okay, it's seconded by Ashley. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor? Aye.
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 And then any abstentions? Any nays? Motion passes unanimously by those present.
And then you got $15,000,
huh? Getting down there. Yeah. So then let's consider. And consider possible action on revised revenues for 2024. So there we go back to those.
And I'm not quite sure what we're voting. Is it all revenue? Do we have to vote on all revenue except tax revenue? Is that?
Consider possible, because you want, didn't at the last meeting, we vote on revised revenue. Can we vote on revenues?
We voted on the revised revenues, but
okay.
My
yeah. This gives us an opportunity to vote on them again if we want to change them. So if we don't want to change them.
No, that's right. This is 2024, not this year.
Yes, it's not the coming year.
No, not the coming year. So it basically says that we want to recognize any more.
So I guess we'd want to entertain a motion to basically go with the figures that we did, you know, agree to at our last meeting, no change.
I don't think we even need a motion, we already did that.
We already did, so also, do you want to, so we don't have to consider any action, so there's no, there.
Because we're not changing anything.
Nope, we don't need action on it, so we're not revising it.
Yeah, and so then you want to consider and possibly have action on the expenditures predicted for 2025. So any changes to the total budget expenditures we've.
We voted on that last meeting too, so.
No. So we got the question, good.
You got to just put the number.
What's the number that we got, so I can put it down correctly?
26.
26.
223.
223.
099.
099. So then, I'll entertain a motion to approve this ballot question, which reads as, at its April 30th, 2024 special meeting, the Finance Committee of the Town of Bolton, Connecticut voted the following. Shall the annual budget for the Town of Bolton, Connecticut for the fiscal year 2025, as recommended by the Finance Committee, in the amount of $26,223,099 be adopted?
So moved.
Second.
So, motion made by Amanda, seconded by Bob Mora. Any further discussion? Seeing none, either in the room or online, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any abstentions, any nays? Motion passes unanimously by all members of the Finance Committee, so I'm going to sign this right now. And Jim, do you want me to give it to you?
Yes.
There you go, sir.
Thank you. As witnessed, I heard what you said.
And then, we don't have to meet again until our regular meeting on May 16th, because we don't have any special meeting on May 2nd. So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Sure.
Second.
Okay, so I have one, but motion made by Amanda, seconded by Bob Mora, because Chris, you're just a little slow getting there. And then we are adjourned at 9:10. Thank you all very much.
Thank you all.
Night, everybody. Good night.
Bye.
Rodney, thank you for searching me. Thank you.